The set is it's a Puritan culture set in the 1700s. Of course, it was written around in the 1850s or so by Hawthorne, but the culture is very much, of course, obviously a Puritan culture, very conservative. The main character, Hester Prynne, finds herself with a child. She is unmarried, and of course, the culture at that time completely shuns her. And part of the social mores requires her to wear a scarlet A as an adulteress in that time, and she refuses to reveal who the father of her child is. That is seen as a very courageous act in that. At least is shown that way to our audiences. And throughout the story, of course, it is revealed who the father is, and also sort of the, maybe seen as the villain in the story is Chillingworth, her husband, who was thought to be dead, comes back, doesn't come back to life, but comes back to the story. And it's really a piece of American literary heritage that is widely read, especially by students. And if you're interested, if you're curious about that story, or if it's something that is held close to your heart, however it is for you, it is definitely a great adaptation of that story. The set for The Scarlet Letter, for this particular adaptation, is really, really neat. It moves, and it is a huge piece on the stage that, with every angle, it shows a different setting in the story. An interesting part of this adaptation as well is that the script includes a set designer. And that set designer comes out to explain the piece, the set piece for us. And also along the way kind of helps us to understand a little bit more of the language used in that time. And I really think makes the story a bit more palatable for those who aren't as familiar with it.
Well, it's a story that, as you said, you know, is read by high schoolers all across the country and has mm-hmm. been for decades. A book that was written over 150 years ago, but it still remains relevant today. What are some of the themes, some of the ideas presented in the story of The Scarlet Letter that are still worth visiting here in the 21st century?
Well, I think definitely the conversation post-viewing of the show should include an assessment of our own cultural value systems and how we view people who kind of break those boundaries a little bit within our own culture. I don't think it's necessarily a commentary about adultery or the sin of any particular sin necessarily, but I do think it is. It asks us to evaluate our own judgments on whatever we call sin, even within our own culture, and how we treat those who maybe go against whatever we think is the right way or the right thing.
It's almost like a night at the theater, and theater with a capital T. It's one of those presentations, productions that will cause you to think, will cause you to have those kind of conversations after the show. Entertaining, but yet still very thought-provoking?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it that we have this within our season this year because as you know, when you're in community theater, you do try to appeal to as many folks as possible. And we do a lot of fun shows and we do a lot of musicals and love every minute of those. But when we get an opportunity to do something that just feels a little meatier, you know, and might attract some folks who are really theater patrons. You know, I'm so excited about that, and I think it'll provide a lot of fodder for good communication between parents and their kids, between teachers and their students, and just between families and friends of all ages. So I think it's going to be really good.
Now, tell us a little bit about the cast of this production of The Scarlet Letter. Are there some familiar faces at the FOA, or are there some new actors on stage?
Well, there's a great mix. Kelly Grooms is our director, and he spent many years over in Pocahontas working with the Dinner Theater, and he comes with a really wonderful resume and has a lot. He has a lot of rich experience directing in the theater. And boy, he brings it. I got to watch a rehearsal last night, and this show is really, really excellent. Yes, the cast, we have a lot of familiar faces, but he has brought in folks too, who just really resonates the idea that we have so much talent in this area. And while the Forum Stage gets a whole lot of it, we definitely have some new ones this time, and I think it's going to be a great show.